This is 16.9 The Podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. We're all about digital signage and have been since 2006. We cover what's interesting now and what will be interesting and important one day soon. And we filter out all the BS. This podcast is a chance to add depth and color to what we do online, and it gives smart people a chance to really talk about their companies and their ideas. You can hear new episodes weekly on your smartphone, tablet, or desktop, free of charge. 16.9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. ScreenFeed makes beautiful, ready-made, auto-delivered, and auto-updated content for screens. Megan Detta and Andrea Verone have been longtime friends in AV circles, and they've spoken often about putting together an organization that represented the interests and aspirations of women in this industry. They finally saw Time open up last summer and started organizing what turned into Women of Digital Signage. The group had its first gathering, a breakfast at Digital Signage Expo, and it went over so well extra tables had to be added. Though only around since right after the new year, the breakfast attracted almost 100 women, and the group already has some 200 members in total. Sometimes these kinds of things have a lot of energy at the start, but never really come together after that. But this isn't one of those times. They have a board, a website, social media feeds, an active blog, and on and on. This is a going concern. Dutta and I have been trying and failing to get a call together for weeks, but we finally pulled it off. In this podcast, we talk about the thinking behind the group, its aspirations, and how to get involved. So, Megan, we're a week out now from Digital Signage Expo, and you had the inaugural breakfast meeting of Women of Digital Signage. You and Andrea Verone organized this and hosted the event, right?
That's correct. And we were so excited. We had such a great turnout. We ended up selling out about a week before the show and adding more tables at the last minute so we could accommodate all of the people that wanted to support us.
Nice. So when you sell out, was that like 50 people, 100 people?
We sold out at 80. Okay. And then we ended up adding more, so we got to like 95.
Wow.
Yeah, very exciting.
And are you a member of the Women of AV, the Infocom thingy?
I am. Yeah, there's Women of AV, which is, they do have a U.S. branch, but it's mostly European. And then Women of VIXA, Women's Council.
Yeah, get that right.
Yeah.
And so when you go to that one at Infocom, what does that attract?
I have really loved participating in those the last few years. There's such a wide variety of women, everyone from marketing to sales to technical. And when you're there, you really, like we said at the breakfast at Digital Signage Expo, you hear, you know, there's women in the industry and you don't always see them all around. But when you're all together, you see what a force they are in the industry. And it's just nice to come together and not only with the women, but the men that support us and want equality in the workplace and want more women in STEM fields.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a guy. I wasn't obviously at this thing. What did you say to the group? What was sort of the opening pitch, so to speak, apart from thanks for coming?
Well, obviously we thank them for coming, but we're so excited, like I said, to see women that are doing more than sales and marketing roles in the industry, which is what we've traditionally seen.
Yeah.
There's so many more women in technical roles. And our goal is not only to give people a place to gather, to share the joys and challenges of the industry, but also to attract more women to the digital signage industry, which is why the mentoring program that we're starting to work on and we want to formalize by the fall is something that's really important to us so we can attract new talent to the field.
And how would that mentoring work?
We haven't figured out all the details yet, but we definitely have a lot of volunteers. A lot of women were interested in not only mentoring, but being mentored. And one thing we need to keep in mind is that a mentor is not always somebody that's older than you. I think it'll be a mutually beneficial relationship. You know, someone that has a lot of experience maybe is getting paired with somebody new to the industry, but that person they'll have a totally different outlook and can also, you know, it's a great opportunity to knowledge share.
Mm-hmm. One of the things I was struck by was at the awards, the Apex Awards piece, Laura Davis Taylor got up and handed out the Jerry Wolf Award for, you know, a young woman who's going to get a scholarship to help her studies, who's interested in the AV field or active in it.
Sonia, I'm not quite sure how to say her name, Sonia Darlison.
Darlison. Yeah, she's Byron Darlison's daughter. Byron runs Rise Vision.
Oh, yeah, I think she's interning there, actually. But yeah, Sonia's great, and she made a video that showed us, you know, why she wants to be in this industry, and she's the prime example of somebody we want to attract. Young, they're bright, they want to be in this industry, and we should be welcoming them with open arms.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that struck me, though, in Laura's comments was she said that it's a little astonishing that the numbers of women are actually down from the past in digital signage, or the percentage.
That's interesting. I listen to a lot of podcasts on why women in tech are down, and I don't think there's a definitive answer, but we want to do everything we can to attract more women to the field and have a really gender balanced industry.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that's pervasive pretty much across every element of tech, right? This is certainly not unique to AV or to digital signage.
Yeah, I think, you know, not only having a gender balanced, but a racially balanced industry, mm-hmm. when we have, you know, when there's not a minority, I mean, that's our goal, right? So there's equal of everyone. You get such a diversity of opinion and background and experience. It just challenges us all to be better, to do better.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are hot button issues around this, such as discrimination, such as harassment and all those things. But, you know, you also said it's a matter of perspective, right? That you want women's point of view. I mean, it's half of the buying public for this technology.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think the more people we attract, the better, no matter what kind of person you are. But when you have a really good balance of things, it works out better for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Is there any sense that's reflected in the product that's out there right now that I don't have the right perspective on this, and I'm not really an end user, and I'm a kind of an analyst and watcher of the industry. Do women feel like these are products, digital signage products, that are designed by men and somewhat for men in terms of their lens of looking at what matters?
I mean, I can't speak for everyone, obviously, mm-hmm. but I can speak for myself when I say I think that's irrelevant to the conversation.
Okay.
Yes, there should be women designing, but I don't think digital signage is anything that's personal to you.
Yeah.
Whereas like consumer tech, definitely there should be such a diversity designing it because people, you know, use things differently in their personal life. But I think obviously we want everybody's opinions just because they're smart and they know what digital signage is and what works for them. But I don't think it's separated by gender in a business case.
Right. In terms of the crowd that you attracted, was it mostly a young crowd or I suspect you would be working pretty hard to try to get those women who have risen to senior executive roles and even CEOs in companies. I'm thinking of Susie at Woven Media and people like that.
Yeah, Woven Media was one of our sponsors, actually.
Great.
I was surprised, actually. We had a really good balance of people new to the industry, people like myself that have been around for a decade or two, and then people, you know, that are the highest of the highest. And you know, the young women were thanking us because they're excited to get to know more about the industry and get to know more people in the industry. And people that have been around a long time were really excited because they've told me they remember. I had somebody tell me she remembers when she was the only woman in the room mm-hmm. for a long time. And seeing everybody together just gave her, she got so excited and saw so much hope for the future of digital signage in regards to women.
Mm-hmm. What's going on in companies where there are, you know, maybe let's say 50 people and two of them are women, and what's that experience for them?
I mean, I can, you know, prior to SCN, you know, I worked for Peerless AV, and we had actually our marketing team was mostly women, and we were really balanced in most of areas. So I can't, you know, I don't have any personal experience with that, yeah. But I do know women that they're the only person in the company, and it does get to be lonely. You know, it can be isolating. It can be lonely, but there's also some really great men in this industry that welcome women with open arms and are actively recruiting women into the field. I know Kevin Kelly at Stampede has started an internship program specifically for young women where they come in and they experience different segments, whether it's product management, sales, marketing, or we've even talked about doing a media day. So everyone's getting a balanced perspective that it's, you know, you don't have to go into a sales and marketing role in the industry. There's a lot of areas that could use you.
It takes time and real money to make and host this podcast, so I'm grateful for the continuing support of ScreenFeed.
Hi, this is Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed. I hope you're enjoying the podcast as much as I am. I've loved Dave's blog since we started in the industry, It's now our 10th year at ScreenFeed, and we've grown to be a reliable partner for the industry, serving over 1,700 customers with over 100,000 screens globally, and we're currently getting 10 million content requests daily. But more important than that is that we make content beautiful, functional for the medium, and we help our customers meet their goals of increasing viewership and satisfying customers. If you don't know how ScreenFeed can help you, it's worth 5 minutes to you browse our website or give us a call. If you're out walking your dog, driving home, or relaxing on your favorite chair, just make a mental note to check us out. Now back to the podcast.
I've been in this industry for a long time, and it's really not that long ago when I can remember some booths at DSE and certainly at Infocom where they would have the fabled booth babes who were women who were just there wearing very tight dresses, or I can remember even like, body suits or something like that at one vendor. That was only like 5 years ago. It must have, at least something's happening.
Yeah, that's definitely isolating. I think I say this a lot, but when we're at those shows, we're at a professional trade show. We're not at a car show.
Yeah.
And it really demeans the experience for women in the industry just because people assume that you don't know things about your products or the industry because they have these women that are scantily clad inviting people into the booth and they assume you're the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud to be a part of the Infocom Exhibitor Steering Committee that a few years ago we made the rule that everybody has to be professionally dressed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I think that really made a change. And we didn't have any pushback from exhibitors. Everyone was all for it, which was great. And there's some other shows like CES that I would push to make the same changes and make it not only makes it more professional for everybody, but it makes it more inclusive and more comfortable for women.
Yeah. I mean, I've been to a couple of Asian trade shows in the last 2 or 3 years, and it feels like 10 years ago. So they have a long ways to go.
Yeah.
So what are the plans for the organization? Is it just something that every year you get together at the trade shows you get together? How is all this going to work and how does it break down?
Yeah, I mean, I talked a little bit about our mentoring program, and yeah. I think that's kind of be a keystone for us. And it's something we're working on to get the program established by the fall, because our next big event is going to be at Digital Signage Week in New York.
Okay.
It's going to be Tuesday, October 30th, and we're actually joining forces with AVIXA Women in New York City to have that event. And we're looking to partner with some of the other organizations like AVIXA Women, Women in Consumer Technology. They all have some really cool events going on, and we want to make sure that people that are in our organization know about resources for those other segments of the industry and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. And this is obviously all volunteer right now.
Correct.
There are costs involved. So how are you? Is just all in kind? You're giving your time. Other people are giving their time?
Yeah, correct. We're all volunteers. And, you know, we were able to do the event at DSE thanks to our sponsors like Chief, Peerless AV, RMG, RPV, Woven Media. And there were three more that I cannot remember off the top of my head.
Hey, I'm with you. The mixer, I would have to go back and look at
the mixer badge. NEC was one.
There we go.
Yeah, they're all on our website. If you go to womenofdigitalsignage.org/events, and you could see our sponsors that so kindly hosted this event for us.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned Chief and Peerless. Those are companies that have, as you mentioned with Peerless, lots of really great women working there. And I've said a few times that the people in the mounting systems business don't get anywhere near enough respect for everything they do to contribute to this industry.
Yeah, I think, you know, I was with Peerless for 11 years, and in the beginning it was very different and things got commoditized so quickly. I think when I started at Peerless, we had maybe 30 competitors and it shot up to hundreds. Mm-hmm. And there's some really great people from Chief, Peerless, RPV that are really industry thought leaders. And I think they're starting to recognize that more and more. I know Brian McClymans from Peerless AV is on the board of Digital Signage Federation, and they're really stepping up their thought leadership efforts, because if you look at it, they not only have to know their technology, they have to know all of the ancillary technology to make a system work. So they know oftentimes just as much about the displays as the display manufacturers.
Mm-hmm. But they're also the companies that when these kind of organizations come together and these events come together, they're the ones who are stepping up immediately and putting the money in to back it.
Yeah, Chief, Peerless AV, RMG, NEC, BrightSign, they all stepped up right away as soon as we asked them. They said, yes, absolutely, anything we can do to support you. And I mean, it's no coincidence that all of those companies have women, with the exception of Chief, have women on the board of Women of Digital Signage.
So there's a board.
There is.
Okay. And who all is on that board?
Myself, obviously. Andrea Verone, who is our other founder.
Yep.
And then we have Gina Spadafore from NEC, Jennifer Hetzel, Brandy Alvarado from RPV, and Ann Holland from BrightSign.
Oh, okay. And Jennifer is with?
Jennifer is with Creative Realities, Inc.
Ah, okay. And Andrea, who you mentioned, if anybody listening doesn't know, she's been interviewed on the podcast, but she's the show director for, or show manager? Director?
Director.
For Digital Signage Expo. So she was a busy woman last week.
Yeah, I have avoided emailing her this week, so give her a little bit of time to rest before we get back on our next steps.
She's sitting in a dark room staring at a wall.
Oh, totally.
That's a nutty little week. Yeah. So what are the aspirations? You want to obviously bring in every young and established woman in this business into the organization. Is there a size you want to grow it to, or an end game?
We're close to 200 members already, which I'm so proud of. We did a soft launch during New York Digital Signage Week, and we officially launched on January 2nd, which happens to be Andrea's birthday. So we thought it was a new year, a great day to launch. So, I mean, we want to get every woman in the industry to join. We want even men can join. Free membership until April 15th. So anybody that wants to join and support our mission, we welcome that.
Now, if you asked me to join, I would probably look at you funny, like, okay. So having a guy join the organization, what does that mean for them, other than sort of the moral support?
So we have, I think it's mostly moral support, you know, and they want to be a part of furthering gender equality in the industry. We have one male member right now. Mr. Rich Ventura. He's the chairman of the Digital Signage Federation and the vice president of strategy at NEC, for those of you who don't know him.
Good man.
Yeah. He's been very supportive of this mission, and we're really grateful. You know, he's making sure we're working with the Digital Signage Federation, who's also supporting us in any way that they can.
Uh-huh. And are you raising money or anything like that? Or accepting donations, that sort of thing?
Not quite yet. Yes, we can. Andrea's the finance and sponsorship person. We definitely had sponsors for the event, and we'll have sponsors for the event at Digital Signage Week. And we're working out terms for sponsorships for people that just want to be a sponsor of the association. You know, we want to be able to do a lot of different things. We want to be able to contribute to the Jerry Wolf scholarship and add more money to that. We want to, we want our members to have some swag. We want to help further other women's events. So we'll definitely have that information coming within the next month or two.
And how does one find the organization, and how do they follow it? I think you've got a Twitter handle, right?
We do. It's at Women of DS. And we also have an Instagram, which is at Women of DS, where www.womenofdigitalsignage.org. That's where you'll find, obviously, all the most up-to-date information.
Okay.
We have a really cool blog. So we're welcoming any contributions from anyone that wants to talk about things in the industry, being a woman in the industry, any business issues. We're doing a monthly meet a member where we get up close and personal with somebody that's a member of our organization. So our blog is great, just content for you to read. We have a monthly newsletter blast, which when you sign up for membership, you'll get that email blast. And we have a LinkedIn group.
Wow. So you've done a lot. I mean, there are little grassroots organizations that kind of bubble up for different things, and they kind of slowly, organically come together, and eventually they get a website, and eventually somebody starts writing a blog and so on. But you guys have come out of the gate with kind of all guns blazing here. Yeah.
We really wanted to come to the table prepared. I mean, this is honestly, Andrew and I have been talking about doing this for years. And in July of last year, I was transitioning from Peerless AV to SCN. You know, she had a little break between shows, and we were like, we have to do this. Now is the time. let's get together and let's get it all planned. And with the help of our board, we got everything together before we launched on January 2nd.
Hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a lot of work to slip in between everything else you're doing. And just very quickly, maybe tell people what you actually do for a living.
Oh, sure. I am the content director at Systems Contractor News. We're the largest AV integration magazine. So we write about everything from digital signage to audio and houses of worship. You can find us at avnetwork.com, which we share with our sister publication, AV Technology Magazine, which is for end users. Also, just a side note, they won today the NEO Award for Best Brand, which is a really huge journalism award.
Nice.
So we have quality content, obviously.
Cool. And, well, I won't get into this too much because you probably don't know much, but New Bay Media that owns the publication, they just got bought, right?
Correct. We were bought by Future PLC. Actually, coincidentally, New Bay had bought some of our books from Future PLC a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
So now we're all going back. They bought all of the books are going to Future PLC, which is headquartered in the UK. You know, outside of that, we don't know much. We'll find out in the next 2 to 3 months, but I wouldn't expect anything to change in terms of our content or magazines or events. They'll still be the same quality you've always come to know and love.
Yeah, it's just that you're going to have to move to Liverpool.
I will still be working comfortably from my home in Chicago.
All right. I appreciate you carving some time out. I know you've got a crazy schedule lately.
Yeah, thank you. This was great.
All right. Talk to you soon and see you at the trade shows.
Thanks, Dave.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 16.9, that's 16-9.net every day. If you like this podcast, please also check out the companion 16.9 podcast called Projects. That's done by Michael Tutton, and there's a new episode every second Friday. 16.9 The Blog and now the podcasts are properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.